Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. My beloved friends, have you ever realized that since our first parents, Adam and Eve, were in the Garden of Eden, God has been in the clothing business? Now listen carefully to the inspired word that we read in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21. Which tells us when God commenced the divine clothing establishment for sinners. Here are the words, "And the Lord God made Adam and his wife coats of skin and clothed them." Have you ever paused? Did you ever stop to understand why at the commencement of the human race it was necessary for God to clothe the first man and woman? Was it not due to the greatest tragedy in all of human history, the entrance of sin into this world? You know the responsibility, if you've read the account, which God gave to Adam, the first man. He was not to eat of the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That one act of disobedience brought his expulsion from the earthly paradise, the Garden of Eden, as we well know. For upon that one act of disobedience, from a state of pure innocence, Adam and Eve both fell, becoming immediately guilty sinners in the sight of a holy God. Their guilt caused them to fear God. And they sought to appease him by making aprons of fig leaves to cover their nakedness. But it was absolutely unsatisfactory to the holiness of God for man to make a provision. It was impossible, absolutely impossible, that he could satisfy by his covering the holiness of God. My beloved, may I state carefully, emphatically, the worldwide effect upon all the human race when sin entered the human family. 'Tis recorded briefly in the New Testament in the words of Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. By one man, and you know who the man is, or was, it was Adam, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And death passed upon all men, in that all have sinned. Beloved, here is a conclusive, undeniable fact. Every man, woman, boy, and girl is a sinner. We cannot deny it. God says so, but if we are truthful, we will admit it. If you could trace your genealogy back to Adam the first, you will confess, and I will confess, we have descended from a man who was a sinner. And the only kind of reproduction that that man could bring, and has been, nothing but sinners. May I raise a question again? Do you really know why people sin? Well, let me answer truthfully. It is because they are sinners. Not that they become sinners. They are sinners. We do not become sinners by sinning. Actually, we sin because we are born sinners. Now take this in, my friend. David the psalmist told it carefully, truthfully. In sin did my mother conceive me. Psalm 51 and verse 5. Now let's go back to our lesson in Genesis. It was because of man's sin God commenced the divine clothing business. We read the words again. The Lord God himself made Adam and his wife coats of skin and clothed them. Now take it in. He put the clothing on them. He provided it. God made it? And you may ask the question, how did he provide it? Well, you can judge very carefully from the story, and clearly, there was a victim. There was an animal that was slain. There was an animal that was sacrificed in death, that the skin covering might be provided. Now, this fact must be very clear. Adam never created the sacrifice that God made. Adam never created one animal. He could not. God himself only could and has done that. All the sacrifice were designed and brought into life by God himself. Now, my beloved friend, can you not see why God himself began this divine clothing business? In order to provide clothing, not only for Adam and Eve, but for the whole world. For this sacrifice in the Garden of Eden is the first sacrifice that points us and directs our hearts to the great sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, on the cross of Calvary, where he alone bore our sins in his own body on the tree, the just one dying for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. My beloved, the sacrificial victim in the Garden of Eden typifies none other person but the one of whom John the Baptist spoke in John 1:29, when he saw Jesus walking and said, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." Now in Genesis chapter 3, it was only one man and one woman, the first man and woman in the world's history. But in John 1:29, the sacrifice is the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who dies for the sin of the world. Not just for the sin of Adam and Eve, but for the whole world. Certainly from our text in Genesis 3, verse 21, why, we can even read the meaning of that wonderful text. The words of our Lord Jesus when he spoke them in John 3. And verse 16, you know them well, I'm sure. I hope you do. When Jesus said, "For God so loved," not Adam and Eve, "the world, all the mankind of the world, man, woman, boy, and girl, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Now, my beloved, let's take a lesson to our hearts and conscience. In the Garden of Eden, God could not, and God would not, permit Adam to provide his own clothing that would satisfy him. Adam was a sinner. Death was the sentence of his guilt. Now, beloved, may I say to you and to me, neither will God accept anything you and I may bring or offer to him for our sins. But his provision is perfect. His provision is satisfactory. His provision is complete. And you may ask, well, what is the clothing for my soul? And it can be said in substance that clothing is Christ himself and his sacrificial death. Precious are the words of 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let me quote them. When God beseeches, "Be ye reconciled to God." Come back to God in confession of your sin. Be reconciled to him. For he, God, hath made Christ sacrificially sin on the cross of Calvary for us, the one who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. My beloved radio friend, the only provided covering for your soul and for mine that is satisfactory, complete, and perfect is Christ, whom God has given to be the clothing to cover and remove the guilt of your sins and mine from before a holy God. Oh, beloved, let me say, no human ingenuity can ever provide the clothing. God Himself must and has provided the sacrifice, His only begotten Son, who is the Lamb of God, died upon the cross of Calvary for the sin, not just only of Adam and Eve, but thank God for the whole world. Let me quote the words of a dear saint who wrote them back in the 17th or the 18th century, saying, "A robe I must have, one of one whole piece, broad as the law, spotless as the light, richer than an angel ever wore, but it is the robe of Jesus." My radio friend, we raise the question, do you have the robe of Christ as your righteousness covering your soul through the value of His precious blood that He shed for you to take your sins away? One as well written the lovely words that when Christ is your Savior, you will be dressed in righteousness, not mine own, spotless to stand before the throne. For that sacrifice of Christ only through the atoning work of the cross will help you and me to say, done is the work that saves, once and forever done. Finished the righteousness that clothes the unrighteous one. My beloved, back in the Garden of Eden, God began His divine clothing business. Who for? For sinners. Why? To take their sins away. To cover them in His sight with a robe of righteousness. And that robe of righteousness is the robe of Jesus our Savior. Do you have Him? Oh, my beloved radio friend, think upon it. Make sure you have the divine covering, Christ Himself. Blessed Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we're so glad you began the business of clothing sinners in the Garden of Eden. Do it today to some dear sinner who will trust the Savior now. In Jesus' name, Amen.